This week in Michigan football history, here's MVectors.com's Greg Dooley.
Today we take a trip back to September 22nd, 1973, as General Bo Schembechler's fifth-ranked Wolverines were set to take on the Stanford Cardinals. Stanford holds a special place in Wolverine football lore, as they were Michigan's opponent in the first Rose Bowl, and first bowl of any kind, played back in 1902 when they faced Fielding Yost's undefeated, untied, and unscored-upon squad in Pasadena. The Indians, as they were then known, were pounded early and pounded often by Yost's point-a-minute wrecking crew. With 8 minutes still left on the clock, Stanford tossed in the white towel and conceded the 49-0 defeat. Nearly half a century later, Stanford met Michigan again, this time on October 4th, 1947, against Fritz Kreisler's Mad Magicians. Stanford wasn't given the option to quit early this time, and the Wolverines hung another 49 points to Stanford's 13 in the second game that year. The 1947 season concluded with a dominant victory over USC back in the Rose Bowl that prompted an unprecedented postseason AP vote where Michigan was named national champion over, Notre Dame.
Hell with Notre Dame.
Fast forward to this day 39 years ago in 1973 as Stanford visited Ann Arbor to face Team 94. Bo's men kept with tradition and unleashed another beating on Stanford, this time 47-10 in the 1973 home opener. Schembechler gave the ball to five different backs who pounded away nearly 250 yards on the ground, and quarterback Dennis Franklin needed to put the ball in the air just eight times as Michigan crushed the Cardinals. 1973 featured one of Bo's finest teams, and the year holds a special place in Wolverine lore. Franklin and crew finished the season undefeated with one tie, an epic 10-10 deadlock with number one and undefeated Ohio State in the game. In one of the most controversial events in college football history, the tie prompted a vote by the Big Ten athletic directors to determine who would go to Pasadena. Clearly influenced by an injury to Dennis Franklin in the finale, along with a nudge from Conference Commissioner Wayne Duke, the ADs voted to send Dr. Strange Hayes and the Buckeyes to the Rose Bowl. No one knows the specific schools that screwed, I mean, voted against Michigan, and I wouldn't be one to name names. Illinois, Wisconsin, Ohio State, Purdue, Northwestern, and yes, Michigan State. So the Wolverines stayed home. But Elephants, Ufer, Weintraub, Dooley, and the Michigan faithful never forget. For more, check out mvictors.com and wtka.com. For the KeyBank countdown to kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.